You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Jersey Boys Podcast here on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network, powered by SB Nation. Your host, Dave Sturcio, alongside America's fan, Keith Ernst, and, of course, nationally known comedian Brett Ernst. Fellas, the schedule is here. And how are we feeling about going 17-0? I know you guys feel it, too.
Bro, right. Right.
But the silence.
You really want that response? You want that answer?
So the schedule dropped this Wednesday, which, again, there was a couple leaks here and there, and you know, throughout the course of the day, and I didn't like that. I hated that, actually. Why have a schedule release? My dad even got mad. He's like, "Why are they even having a show if you're just going to tell me everything?" And I was like, "I'm just telling you what I'm reading." So it's not like,
well, a big deal. I'll say, Sturge, to go 17 and 0, this would be the year to do it, since we have the second easiest schedule in the NFL.
We do,
which I haven't seen in the longest time. So
right,
I was going to say, and, though, hey, keep props, man. He gets the Thursday night game.
Yeah, and the Thanksgiving.
And the Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Look at that. Rain Man comes through again, bro. Just knowing all his stuff.
He's not America's fan. He's America's idiot savant.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Did you know that this is the first time in 12 seasons we will not play the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday night?
Unless flexed.
Yeah, unless flexed, that is. Yeah, but right. I meant a scheduled Sunday night.
I mean, that's
12 seasons, man.
There was a couple things that kind of jumped out at me. Obviously, the excitement of opening night, being there were all eyes on us. The NFL decided to put us against Tom Brady and the champion Buccaneers, which we'll get into as we're gonna do our, I guess you can call them, the way too early season predictions, game by game, because why not? It's May. I think we did our predictions last year around this time, if not like around Mother's Day. So I think, well, not the 11-5 ones. I think we went totally earlier, and then we kind of readjusted right before the season, and then we still put them at 11-5, which is even worse. But so obviously we'll get right into it. We don't have to waste any more time. The Dallas Cowboys start their season on Thursday night in prime time in front of the entire world. Dak Prescott's return game. First games for all of our rookies, Micah Parsons, Jabril Cox, all everybody. The whole team is healthy as of right now. It's May. So let's just pretend. Let's just pretend we go through OTAs and training camp and barely any preseason. We actually do have the extra preseason game, considering we have the Hall of Fame game. So even with a shortened preseason, the Cowboys still have four games. So if we skate through that and we get through there unscathed and injury-free, how do you guys see the opening night playing out in Tampa against the Buccaneers? I'll start with Keith.
I really believe we're going to win that game. And I say that, and I'm being serious. I'm saying that mostly because if you look at Brady, man, like last year, he doesn't start out great.
Agreed.
You know, and then I think it was two seasons ago or three seasons ago against Kansas City. They opened up against Kansas City on Thursday night for New England, and he got ran out on Thursday night.
Agreed.
Again, and had a poor game. So I meant, but he's had good games on opening day. But I'm just saying, I can see us showing up in that game, you know, and spoiling that Super Bowl party. I think that once again, I could see, like, and I think I said this to you guys before, that if they do win, it's going to be like a last drive Brady thing where he finally wakes up and, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean? But I can see us winning that game. So I say 1-0. We start 1-0.
Brett, what do you think?
Listen, man, it's the ring ceremony game. I read somewhere where, like, the Super Bowl champs playing the next night, they have, like, a 90% victory. Something we would discuss it on my other show. Anyways, so I think their defense is going to be too much and their offense is going to be a little too much for us. I think it's going to be a growing game. You know, look, man, we got a whole new, pretty much a brand new defense.
Pretty much, yeah.
So yeah, I don't think we're going to pull this one out. I don't know if it'll be close or not. I don't think we're going to get ran out. I don't think Dak will allow us to make that happen. But, you know, if it's at 6.5, I might take the boys. But I don't think we're going to win game one.
All right. I tend to side with America's fan here. I'm with Keith. I think that the Dallas Cowboys will come out, play a good game of football, but more or less the Bucs will come out a little flat. I think that's the only reason why we probably get this one is because the Bucs come out flat. Not so much Super Bowl hangover.
By the way,
Brady's not no spring chicken. You know what I mean? So it might take him a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, Sturge, is this is exactly what happened last season. You and I picked us to beat the Rams, and Brett picked the Rams to win opening.
All right. Well, we'll see.
But you know, the last time I believe the last time, because last time I did this, I was wrong, by the way, with the Redskins, by the way.
Yeah.
I was corrected. It wasn't 99. It was 2010. But regardless, the opening game with the Redskins, when I said off the top of my head, I said it was 1999. I forgot about the 2010 Romo one.
But a super fan corrected you on Twitter. So.
Yeah. The guy was like, no, it's this. But once again, I'm not searching. I'm just going off the top of my head. And I think the last time we opened on a against a Super Bowl team like this was the Giants.
And we beat them.
And it was a Wednesday night game. They moved it to Wednesday because Obama was speaking on Thursday.
Yeah, presidential address. That's right.
I just want to intervene here. Why and where are you getting that we're going to be the best team in the league last year when we were one of the worst teams in the league? Like, where is this?
You worry about nothing, bro.
Well, I think I'll tell you right now. The reason I'm picking it, bro, is I think that, once again, our offense is not bad. And I think our offense can possibly put up at least anywhere between 14 and 20 points. And I see Tom Brady playing poorly.
Okay.
In this first game, like he did against the Saints last year, opening game. And I think we have the offensive power. And once again, our defense is going to have a new defensive coordinator. They're getting away from a lot of these defensive players, man. I think we're going to have a lot of new starters.
I'll get as specific as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Cowboys up 23-17. Brady with the ball with 2 minutes to go on his own 25 because of a touchback. He drives him all the way down the field, and then he throws one into Mike Evans, in which it's intercepted by Fat Boy Slim, whatever his rap name is, and he takes it for the win for the Dallas Cowboys.
KYD, boss man, whatever his name is. Yes, worst sir. Rap name yes, ever, sir. By the way.
All right, but here's my assessment of it. They shut down the number one offense in the NFL last year. Our defense is, you know, Dak is coming back. I mean, we got to get a rhythm. Our defense is just not there, man.
We'll see.
It's not there.
Okay.
And bro, this isn't a postseason game either. Now, if we're in the postseason, I might think different. This is a regular season game. I mean, if you look at the Saints beat the hell out of the Bucs in two regular season games, and in a postseason game, the Saints.
It's the ring ceremony. I'm just seeing where your guys' heads are at. You're
I'm just telling you.
You're doing a vision. You guys are doing a vision board right now.
I mean, it just makes sense to me that you know, I can see that happening. Like what Sturge said, they're going to come out. I think they are going to come out a little flat, man.
All right, we'll see. Well, as we move on to week two. Week two could possibly be a Jersey Boys party over in L.A. if we decide to do it. The Cowboys are going to L.A. to play the Chargers in the site of Super Bowl 56, and they're going to be taking on the Chargers. Now, I'm just going to start off here because I know exactly what's going to happen. We're going to beat the Buccaneers, right, on opening night. We're going to get real excited. Cowboy Nation is going to start. And the delusional Cowboy Nation fans, not even Little Sturge. I'm talking like real crazy people are going to be talking Super Bowl as soon as they beat the Bucs, saying, we beat the champs. It's going to happen. This is the year. And I'm telling you right now, we lose to Justin Herbert and the Chargers in week two. So we start off 1-1 in my book. Keith, what do you got?
Okay. So it's funny you say that because we're going back to that Giants opening game that I talked about that was on a Wednesday night. I remember the next game was against Seattle, and I went to that game, and we got – and that's exactly what was going on.
And you got kicked
we
out.
We thought we were going to be – I'm sorry?
You got kicked out of that game, no?
No, I got kicked out of the game that we won with Romo when we were there, not the one we lost. We lost that game,
And that's the one where that's the Deshaun Lee crackback by Golden Tate. Remember?
Oh, wow.
Remember that I was at that game. Yeah. And let me tell you, their fans are the biggest pieces of S in the world. I do not like Seattle fans. I've been there. I've been to three games already.
Okay.
And each time I've had problems with them.
All right,
not so these little latte sipping, you know, peaceful. I'm sorry. So I go
to people in LA.
I would say, I know. So I would say with the Chargers, I have to agree with Sturch that, and because you guys know, I think Justin Herbert's going to be top three to top five quarterback coming after next season.
Very possible.
I think he's a stud, and the Chargers are very lucky to have him. And I could see that happening. I can see us going on a high horse like you're saying, Sturch, and going in and just having a classic Dallas Cowboy, America's team let down, you know. But I think it would be close. But yeah, I can see us. I think we lose to the Chargers.
All right. So me and Keith have them at 1-1. Brett, what do we got? We're in LA.
2. I think
I
think the Chargers are going to be a breakout team this year. I think they're going to do really well. I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the league. And I agree with my brother with Justin Herbert, you know. I know they got Mike Williams. It's going to be a good squad. Their defense is solid. They're just, you know, again, I got to go on what I saw last year. And you know, we're hoping for the best. But the Chargers had momentum. And I think that they're going to beat us. I really do. I think we'll be 0-2.
0-2. Now 0-2 hit the panic button 0-2 or 0-2 we look okay?
There's always a panic button at 0-2.
No, we're going to win our third.
Guaranteed, bro. And it's never – I get what you're saying. We're not a panic game, but that's how they're going to portray week 30. They always do. When a team starts off 0-2, they're always like, is this make or break week 3 weekend?
All right. Yeah, so like, according to Brett then, and I'll start with Brett because I think I just heard him say it, we get our home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night football.
We win. I'm going first. That's the one we win. I think the Eagles are, you know, I don't even know who the Eagles are. I don't even know which Eagle's going to show up. Dallas is going to be 0-2. The team's going to start gelling, and I think that's going to be our first win is against the Eagles.
Keith, you agree?
I don't think it's going to be, you know, I'm very close to taking the Eagles in this game, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys only because I think you're going to be 1-1. And I don't think it's going to be an easy game. And I think it's 50-50 in that game because I like Jalen Hurts a lot.
Easy game, though. You know
that. What's that?
I said it'll never be an easy game.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying, though, I have more faith in them beating Tampa week. I'm more confident in the Tampa win than I would be at this Eagles in week 3. But I'm going to give it to us and say we're 2-1.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys go 2-1 here. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are still finding their identity. I think they have a brand new head coach who literally looks completely lost every time I see his face. But, you know, I think the Cowboys are a better squad. The Eagles, I believe the Eagles have a very good chance to finish last in this division. You can mark it down. I think that the Washington football team and the Giants are both improved. I think the Dallas Cowboys will win their fair share of games. I think it's tight again, but I think the Philadelphia Eagles have a good chance to really fall off. I mean, yes, they drafted a receiver, but we drafted the corner to shut him down. So I'm not worried about it right now. The Cowboys go 2-1. Now, week 4 is an interesting one. It's back at home. We're still home. It's actually in the middle of a 3-game homestand for the Cowboys. So they get the Carolina Panthers. Sam Darnold comes to town. Now, to me, if I start this off, this gets me on a feel-good feel, like a real feel-good moment, because if the Cowboys can take care of business against the Eagles on Monday night, turn it into a short week, stay home, and beat the Panthers, all of a sudden you're looking at a 3-1 Cowboys team through 4, and I think that's the way it's going to go. I think they're going to take care of Sam Darnold.
Well, you know, we know Sam Darnold's not the one to really worry about. It's Christian McCaffrey and our run defense.
He's been pretty banged up for last, you know.
Yeah, but he's going to be healthy. He's still young. And here's the thing, let's not forget, and I am jumping the gun because I did it with Tampa with our defense. I think our defense will be improved, but we still had the 31st rushing defense in the NFL, and one of the best running backs are going to be coming in. But Sam Darnold is 1-0 against us because, remember, he beat us with the Jets. I think that may have been his first victory that season.
It was actually straight off mono.
Ugh, that was horrible. But anyways, I could see us taking out Carolina.
Okay.
I can see us going would be 3-1 then?
Yeah, according to you, I see three and one. Brett, you're going in 1-2. Do they get back to 500 with Carolina?
500 with Carolina.
There's no blowouts. There are no blowouts right now, by the way.
No, I don't foresee any yet. Yeah. I don't like. I think the Dallas Cowboys offense is going to be as powerful as they potentially can be. But again, it's the defense is brand new, suspect, very young.
You don't hear what I got to say. That's fine.
No, go ahead.
No. 2-2.
You just said 500, and I just figured that was it.
No, that's good. You guys can keep going on and on, making beating the same horse.
Oh, it's okay,
little Brett.
little Brett Ernst is getting us.
All right. Do you want to give me a Carolina breakdown, or are we moving on?
Well, I'm saying we're beating the day. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Move on. 2-2.
Right. 2-2. 2-2 according to Brett. Now, in come the New York Football Giants on the third of our three-game homestand. I'll start with Brett. They're 2-2. What do you got? The 2-2, according to you, what do you got the Dallas Cowboys doing when the Giants come into town for the first time in 2021?
I mean, again, it's a tough one. We should have beat them. We're a better team than them. I just don't know if we're, you know, again, I have questions about McCarthy. I mean, like I said, there's certain things that you can attribute to being in a new system, but there's certain things that are just straight up stupid, like not challenging that catch. I think it's going to be a battle of coaches. I want to give it to Dallas, but I think we might drop this one.
You're going to drop to the Giants and fall to 2-3, according to Brett. Keith, what do you
got? We usually beat them at home sometimes, but it just seems like one of those games where, like, I don't know, man. I mean, look, if we're rolling, but I think we might drop that one.
Okay. I believe the only time Dak Prescott has not lost to the Giants since his rookie year, right?
That was opening week of his rookie year, yeah.
Oh, no, in the second game against them, too. The Giants swept us that year.
That barely even counted. We had that locked up, and that was the game. It was a no-brainer. That was late December. We had the division. Everything was locked up already.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, but regardless, I like Dak against the Giants. He seems to play very well against them every time, even when he doesn't have his superstars. I look at this game, and I really think, you know, listen to what Jesse Hawley said about Jason Garrett, who's the offensive coordinator for the Giants. I never knew how real conservative and how piss poor his play calling is. Mm-hmm. I always gave him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't know Romo was changing so many plays and doing those kind of things. And he's calling the plays for New York. And I don't know if Daniel Jones can pull off what a Tony Romo did and lead them to victories like Romo did. I don't think he's as good as Romo. I'd take the Cowboys and maybe a blowout here.
Yeah, I think this is the first. Honestly, I think this is going to be one of those games where we go down 10-0 or something like that. To me, I see this going down 10-0. Everybody's starting to be like, oh, what the hell's going on here? Then Dak and the boys get rolling. I think they win this game outright. I think they go to 4-1, and they're starting to roll. And people are starting to look at the Dallas Cowboys in 2021 as a contender. Now, again, things are going to shift around with the schedule, the way it's playing out. But 4-1 is a pretty gosh darn good start to me. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the way I see it. Now, this is where it gets tricky. We go on the road. This is the alleged extra game that we were added, and this is going on the road in Foxborough to take on either Cam Newton and the New England Patriots, or by this time, could it be Mac Jones? Does it matter, Brett?
It's Mac Jones. It's going to be Mac Jones. Mac Jones is the future, you know, unless Cam gets on a roll. But, I see us taking this one, definitely.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think the Pats, you know, once they lost Brady and their defense, I mean, they didn't seem like a team unless, I mean, it just, you know, again, we're going off the dome here, but I mean, unless Mac Jones starts early and they pick up momentum, I don't think Cam is the answer for them.
No.
You know,
that's why they took Mac Jones.
So, you know, yeah, I think Dallas can take this one. I think we're back. What am I, 3-3 now? Back
to 500. Back to 500 with this win.
Okay, so, you know, I believe we haven't beat the Patriots since 1999 or 2000 or something like that. Lord. And what's crazy is that I believe we went like 8-0 against them. They never beat us. And then since that 1999-2000 season or whatever it was, I believe we've never beat them.
It's very possible.
That's crazy, right?
That is, so that is kind of insane.
This is what I think with the Patriots. I think that if Cam Newton is starting and he is the starter, I think we win. So I'm going to go with and not only that, they have a better chance with any other quarterback, I think, than Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton is not that good of a quarterback anymore. Belichick will be prepared like always, but I'm going to go with us winning this game because I think Cam Newton's going to be starting at that time.
Okay. I'm going to agree. I was very on the fence. I'm going to agree with all of you guys. I think we can go into New England and do this. I think regardless of the quarterback, if it's Cam Newton, I believe he becomes boohoo Cam Newton and we get mm-hmm. that game done. If it's Mac Jones, he might have the yips. You know what I mean? Like, he's still brand new. He's the most NFL ready quarterback as far as knowledge is concerned. Very smart dude. But I think that the Cowboys will show their experience on offense to defense that really didn't impress me last year. Obviously Gilmore's still their premier corner. But I'm not on board yet with the new look Patriots. So I think the Cowboys can start off 5-1 and all of a sudden, holy hell. Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? So me and you, I think Keith have him at 5-1 and then Brett's got him at 3-3. So pretty good start for six games.
Yeah.
You know what though? I will sign up for 3-3. I will. Like, I will sign up for a 500 team. I'll sign up for it. I'm not hoping for it. I'm signing up for it.
Yeah.
All right. Man, now sure. this is the tricky part because week 7 we can't lose because it's a bye. But that's the problem is this is an early to me. I feel like this is an early bye. That means, you know, with six games in the hole and then a bye in week 7, you know, you have a 17. That means 11 straight games are coming for the Dallas Cowboys. So I think there's bye weeks in week 14 this year. So it's insane how late the byes are. But coming off the bye, we get back home on, I believe this is Thursday night football. I had a look at my schedule. It was a little blurred. Thursday night football on Halloween night, taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
That is, I'm going first.
Go for it.
We're taking that game.
You said it's Thursday night?
It's either Thursday night or Sunday night. I can't see. It's
not Thursday night. We only have two Thursday night games.
And it's Sunday night. I'm looking.
Yeah, it's either right Sunday. It's probably Sunday. Yeah.
All right. So fine. Okay. Sunday night, Halloween night. So Brett's got him winning on Halloween night.
We are definitely winning that game. Mm. Okay. I think our team is coming off the bye week. All right. And we're going to get, you know, we have the momentum. It is Sunday night. We have the momentum. Our team is going to start to. This is when I think we're going to start to turn it on after the bye.
All right, so now they're 4-3 according to Brett, and now they're going to start turning it on.
We always do well on those Halloween, those Sunday night games, man. I mean, even that's the game we went to, Keith, as kids.
Yeah, but I will say,
I asked my dad. He never got back to me, actually. But I was wondering what day it was because I know that Tony Dorsett did the 99-yard run against the Vikings, but I just thought for whatever reason it was Halloween night. I was wrong. It was in January. But I could have sworn it was Halloween. But anyway, I think Keith, what do you got?
It's funny because I want to try to remember the last time we played on Halloween. And off the top of my head, guys, I'm not searching. So all you good Cowboy fans that want to Google, you can. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it was against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The year 2010 when what's his name? Wade Phillips, one of his last games, the week before he was fired. Halloween, we got our butts kicked. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen by Jacksonville. David Garrard just went off on us.
David Garrard, who now appears in irritable bowel syndrome commercials or something like that.
I mean, we may have had another Halloween game after that, but I don't know the score. But I don't know. Halloween scares me a little bit. Not that. Playing on Halloween. The whole thing, too, is I got to take my kids out trick-or-treating. So I got to decide if I'm a good father or a better Cowboy fan. So we got to figure that out.
I'm going to tell you why the Cowboys win this game. And this is the classic reason as to why the Cowboys start off 6-1. Now, what better squad to win a game on Halloween than a bunch of monsters?
Dude, I saw that. As soon as you started that, I registered, right?
And they drafted a bunch of monsters, and they win the game on Halloween.
We're at Minnesota, right? We're at Minnesota?
Minnesota. It's in Dallas.
I'm going to give Minnesota this game.
Oh, you're switching?
Yeah, I think we drop because I think
Cook will have a game. And, you know, we beat them last year in Minnesota, and then they beat us the year before in Dallas, if you remember that game. So, I think
– And then Andy Dalton beat them last year.
Yeah, Andy Dalton beat them last year. So, I just see it being a close game, but I think Minnesota wins that game.
All right, so we drop
I think we get home. Slowed down a little bit.
See, this is where I think we start to pick it up. Okay. I think our defense is going to start getting a little bit of,
starting all right, to get. So we're all off by a game here. So I'm at 6-1. Keith is at 5-2, and Brett is at 4-3.
How the hell are you at 6-1?
Shut your mouth and just wait. All right.
Little starch. Leave a little starch alone, bro.
And look, I give you explanations. It's not. I'm not going to say they're never going to lose another game, but as we go into the next week, they're going to win that too, because the Denver Broncos, we're going on the road in Denver, and I think we can take care of business there too. I don't think Denver's any good. I don't think Denver has Drew Lock is serviceable. I will change this pick in the summer if Aaron Rodgers is, for whatever reason, the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Nobody knows what's going to happen with that. But I think we're halfway through, or technically usually halfway through at 8 games, but the Cowboys are going to start off 7-1, and people are going to be like, what is happening in Dallas? I cannot believe that the start they're having. Again, there's bumpier roads down the road. I've already done this in my head. So, Keith, what do you got? You're at 5-2. Okay.
This is what I'll say, and this is off the top of my head again, all right, is I believe the first time Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott got asses kicked at the first time ever.
This is the one
in the history of their career was at Denver.
Zeke Elliott actually gave up on that one play.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Trevor Siemian was their quarterback, and they beat the hell out of us. And we as Cowboy fans were shell-shocked because we hadn't seen our Cowboys get beat like that. It's been like 2 seasons. Because they had great games. I mean, what they went the season before, we went to the divisional playoffs. So, Denver. Look, man, it's hard to play in Denver. The altitude. People talk about that all the time, you know. But I see us bouncing back and winning only because of I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. And you know, people come down on Drew Lock and all this. He's not that bad, man.
I just don't think he's a young quarterback.
He's a young quarterback. So I mean, he's capable of winning a game if Denver's defense can shut down our offense. So, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys in this. And I think, you know, we have a bounce back game for Minnesota.
All right, Brett, they're rolling according to you. What do you think they're doing?
Absolutely. Dallas comes in and, you know, like I said, I agree with Keith. I don't think Drew Lock's a bad quarterback, but I think we're just going to start picking up momentum, man. This is when we're going to turn it on.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, She's like knocking on the door, going, "Everything okay in there?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog."
Okay. All right.
I got the W.
I like it. Now we head into week 10 after Denver. We're staying on the road, and we're going into face the guy that we, as collective Jersey Boys podcast, were politicking not to touch, and that's Kyle Pitts. We go into Atlanta and play the Falcons. Now, can Matt Ryan and Kyle Pitts and Julio Jones and all those guys, are they going to be too much for the Cowboys? I'll start with Keith.
Well, it depends who's going to be our starting tackle.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. That guy, and somehow, some way, like, that guy literally should be in jail for attempted murder based on what he did to Dak.
Jacques Green, what was his name?
Chaz Green,
yeah.
Was he not on our non-top five or something?
Yeah, he was.
What they should have done to him, remember in Platoon when they, what they did to Pyle with the soaps and in the towel? Because he almost killed Dak.
So I would say that,
Jesus,
you know what's weird is it seems like we play Atlanta every year, and yeah, we have not lost to them since that game.
We beat them last year on the watermelon kick. So
yeah, but we haven't lost to them since that game.
The watermelon kick?
No, the seven sack
game. Oh yeah. Well, I think we played them twice, maybe
twice or three times.
Okay,
but regardless, I go with I think that for some reason we play well against Atlanta minus that one game. Mm-hmm. And even then, our defense, I remember, like, we got an early interception in that game, the one where Dak was sacked. I mean, it's just we couldn't get any offensive production going. Atlanta is notoriously known for their defenses in that have not been that great.
And we took two of their guys.
And that's what's scary. And not only that, we got their head coach as our defensive coordinator. Right. So hopefully that doesn't bleed over to us. But I don't know. I don't know if he was being more of a head coach than a defensive coordinator in Atlanta. I have no clue. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I say that, I think we win this one.
Keith, I mean, Brett. Brett, sorry.
I think so too. I think, it's going to be a great game. But I think our defense is going to get hyped up for them. And,
that's a good point too.
We're very familiar with their offense because of, and their talent. I think, with, what's his name? Quinn. So I'm optimistic we win this one. It's going to be a tough game, though. I really do think that.
All right. I'll ask you guys. Yeah. Before I go into my prediction on this one, does Kyle Pitts score a touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys?
Probably.
Absolutely.
Who cares? Yeah.
I think he does score the first one, first touchdown of the game.
You say the first one. I can see that.
First touchdown goes to Kyle Pitts.
Or we're blowing him out and he scores one.
Or that, a garbage time touchdown. I think the Cowboys win this game as well. And the Cowboys are now 8-1 in my book. Don't worry, everybody. It gets worse, I promise.
What are the score? What am I at now? What?
Eight? Dude, I stopped track. You haven't lost since they lost their fourth game, I think. So, or no, third game. So you're at
5-3, right?
6-3.
6-3.
And I'm at,
I think you're at the same, Keith.
I have two losses.
All right, so 7-2 out of Keith.
Yeah, right. I have Minnesota and I have San Diego.
Yeah, there you go. It's easy to just take your losses. So.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll move on. After that comes what I think could be the biggest letdown game of the year for the Cowboys as they go to 8-2 because they go into Kansas City, and I just think that offense is just too much for us. I think these are the games that you're like, oh, wow, the Cowboys – went in there and won, kind of like what they can do against Brady, but this is too far into the season. I think Mahomes will be rolling, and I think the Cowboys drop to 8-2. Keith?
Okay. I think this game is going to be close. I think it's a close game, but I think Kansas City wins. I agree. I think it's going to be kind of a shootout type game, because Kansas City's defense has never been that great.
Hey, Keith, just because you're a savant like this, is the last time we played Kansas City in Kansas City the Miles Austin, run into the end zone, while he's watching himself on screen?
I believe so.
Crazy, right?
There you go. I know we played him. Last time we played him, we beat him in our stadium.
Oh, that was also a Mecole Hardman touchdown Hail Mary before. Or
yes.
They just let him go. Not Hardman, the other one. The fast. Why can't I think of his name?
I remember about that, too?
Of any of this.
You know what I remember about that game? One of their linebackers or somebody said that we were the best team in the NFL.
Okay.
Like on Kansas City's team. They're like, that we just played the best team in the NFL. And I was like, wow. Oh, okay. But obviously we weren't. But
I got us at 6-4.
All right, we drop our fourth game in our most realistic predictions. Brett Ernst has him at 6-4. In the most skyrocketing, the Cowboys are 8-2 at this point, because according to me. Now, it becomes, as Keith called it last week, he called the prediction of who we were taking on Thanksgiving. The Raiders come into Dallas. I'll start with Brett. Do you think they get it done on Thanksgiving Day, or are they letting us down and we're all going to be crying into our turkey?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's there's nothing we could do about that Kansas City game. Unless Mahomes isn't playing, or, you know, something happens, but we should lose the KC, and then we should beat the Raiders. You know, again, man, I'm going on paper here.
No, of course, this is the ultimate early. Not nobody's going to take a serious. Raiders
defense is okay. It's not that great. You know what I mean? We have a lot of offensive power. I think they. I thought they were going to take a safety in the draft, but I forgot who they got.
Sniped, I think, and they took, but they wound up taking a safety right before us, the guy we were looking at. So
yeah,
that was in the second round, though, I believe. And offensive tackle or guard in the first round, one of those picks. Yeah. The Raiders fans weren't very happy.
I just don't think that, you know, I think they're still rebuilding. Carr is the quarterback still, I think.
Yeah, he is the
Carr is still the quarterback. So. All right, yeah. Keith.
I you know, it's funny because I believe the last two times we played the Raiders on Thanksgiving, we won. I will say that
sure
the last time
a hot start though, the Raiders actually.
Yeah, and we haven't, which is shot. I mean, I don't know the last time this happened, but I think I know we've lost the last two Thanksgiving games to Buffalo and to Washington.
Yeah.
And I think. Then we lost to the Chargers. So we're three of the last four on Thanksgiving loss.
Yeah,
so
like not happy.
One and three, which is pretty bad, man. I mean, especially for us Cowboy fans. I mean, we're not, you know, we that's our game, man. Like our game, it's right. Just
yeah.
So I will say though, the last time John Gruden came in, we beat the hell out of him with Tony Romo's 5 touchdowns on Thanksgiving.
I was there.
You were at that game. Yeah. So I mean, I see us winning.
Okay.
I see us winning that one because I don't see us dropping 3 in a row on Thanksgiving. That's the main. I mean, you got to protect that home, man. I mean, we're America's team. I mean, come on, guys.
All right.
So, and I see us winning.
According to me, the Cowboys will go 9-2 as they win their 9th game of the season and officially have a winning season by Thanksgiving.
We got a home field advantage right now.
Not yet. We're getting there, though. So.
Did we clinch home field advantage already?
So we go back on the road after being home on Thanksgiving, and we take on the New Orleans Saints. Now, is this going to be Taysom Hill? Is this going to be Jameis Winston? Does it really matter? I don't know. So we'll start with you, Brett. What do you think?
I think Dallas takes this. I mean, we could take the Saints. I think their defense is going to be carrying them all throughout the season. But, yeah, I just don't see – this is where our schedule starts to get a little easy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's not good in my heart behalf because
– No, it's – listen, man, you got to understand something. I personally did not – after going 8-8 the way we did, I thought we were going to come on strong the next season. We were freaking disappointing, obviously. Whatever the reasons are, we just got to do it as a wash. And then we got to look at now if they're going to take that same momentum. Dallas has to prove itself. It's embarrassed. This team's embarrassed itself as much as, you know. Dak was the 5th highest paid athlete in all of sports?
I did see that.
Yeah. So, you know, now that we gave him his money, but the kid has a lot of heart. And I don't think he's going to let this team do what it, you know what I mean? I think that everybody has to step it up. I think Zeke's going to be stepping it up.
I think
we're going to be playing with a chip on our shoulder. I do not see us losing this game. We should not lose this game. And if we do, then we're not a playoff team or a Super Bowl team.
Keith.
Okay. It's funny Brett says that about Dak, because that was last time we played the Saints was one of the worst games I've ever seen him play, where I think we lost, 13-10 or something like that?
Yeah, it was.
It was horrible. And the Saints defense – and by the way, Teddy Bridgewater started that game, everybody.
Teddy two gloves. All right.
It was not Drew Brees. And that defense that the Saints had completely shut us down. And Sean Payton, you know, he knows how to play us, man. And I think the Saints win that game. And I think, especially if Taysom Hill is gonna shock some people this year.
I'm with you on this one. I think that the Saints are going to be a good defensive
team. It's in New Orleans, you said, right?
Yes, it's in New Orleans.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Yeah, they're going to win that.
And by that time, they're going to be more than likely at 100% capacity and all that stuff. They're going to be rocking in there. I think the Dallas Cowboys struggle in here and hiccup. I think this is one of those games where it's not like they get the doors blown off them. I just think it's one.
Yeah.
It's one. We're going to be calling this like the Taysom Hill game or something like that. You know what I mean? Where he just, he, for whatever reason, scores three times.
He's going to be running all over us. He's going to be doing all this. I know he's a quarterback, but he's going to open us up a little bit. Yeah. I think the Saints win. But I'm talking about their defense shutting our offense down. I think their defense is going to come in with that crowd.
Right. I think that our offense is going to break out, man. I really do. I think this year is with CeeDee Lamb and Zeke and Cooper and we have weapons
with everybody we had last year.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is what I mean. I've seen this over and over and over again with these teams where they let off the gas pedal. You know what I mean? Or they get in cocky and you know they're going to lose. I really think that this team is not this is not going to happen.
Okay.
I really don't think so. I think they're not going to get off the gas. Mm-hmm. And, they have to play with a chip on their shoulder. Van Der Esch, they didn't even re-sign him extended. I think this team has something to prove to everybody.
Right. I have four losses so far.
So you're at 8-4, and I think Brett has them rolling. I think that might be 8-4.
Yeah, me and Brett have the same record now.
8-4, 8-4. I'm at 9-3. Now, with
8-4.
Yeah, I think you have four losses, Brett. Heading into a weird is that, Brett?
8-4, you're right.
A very odd stretch comes up. Because 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the last 5 games of the NFL regular season for the Cowboys are division games. We haven't even sniffed the Washington football team yet, and that's who we take on in week 14. Now, this one's in Washington. So this is the game where I'll start with this one. I think for whatever reason, whether it be Fitzpatrick or whoever at the time, I don't know. I just think
Heineken.
Heineken. I just think that the Washington football team defense is going to give a lot of people fits this year. I think they're going to be a well-oiled machine on defense, and I think that they'll be serviceable enough on offense, and I think they get the job done. And I'll get back to them in a couple of weeks when they come to town. But I think we dropped this one in Washington. Keith?
I think that, first of all, I want to say something about Fitzpatrick. He's going to be the starting quarterback. I believe that he's only beat us once. I know we beat the hell out of him when he was with Buffalo. I remember we beat him with Houston in that overtime J.J. Watt game. He was the quarterback. But then he beat us when he was on the Jets. The following season, 2015, when Romo was out. And then I'm not sure. No, he didn't start that Dolphin game. I think they started Josh Rosen when we beat them, when the last time we played the Dolphins.
Not sure.
So, but regardless, Fitzpatrick beat us once with freaking Kellen Moore as our quarterback, probably. So we do well against Fitzpatrick, okay? I'm just saying, as the Dallas Cowboy team. I will say that defense is super scary. And I believe that the most disrespected team right now in the NFL is the Washington football team. And they won our division. Nobody respects it. And I get it because they were 7-9. Okay. But not only that, look at their primetime games. I think they're the only division winner that has one Sunday night game. I mean, it's like, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to beat us in that game. We drop it and they're going to beat us bad.
Oh, okay. Be as bad.
It's going to be, they're going to be, because they got our number right now. They got McCarthy. They got our number. A lot of that offensive line, they got our hearts. Like when they beat us so bad twice in a row last season that our Cowboys are, I believe, have a little fear. Okay. And they're going to come out and swell us up in that game.
We're at 8-5.
I'm going with 8-5 as well. I think we come off a big win with New Orleans and Washington. I mean, they got Chase Young. They've got, like my brother says, and I agree, they've been very disrespected. Their defense, I think, is going to be on fire next year, man. And they're the ones we got to worry about in the division. I would say more. I'm more concerned about than the Giants and the Eagles. So
speaking of the Giants,
that game and we go to 8-5.
All right. Speaking of the Giants, we go to them first. So I'm sorry. They're coming now. We go to them to finish out the Giants series. Mm-hmm. I think that no matter what, I don't foresee us sweeping anybody but Philly, and we'll get to that in a second. So I think that the Giants, all of a sudden the Cowboys are going to be losers of two straight, and people are going to be like, oh, well, this is it. Here comes the collapse. I think that Daniel Jones beats us. Maybe a crazy good game out of Saquon Barkley beats us. This one's on the road in New York. I think that we split with the Giants this year, so I have to give them a loss, and they go to 9-5.
See, I think we win this one. This is the one we win.
Okay. I agree with Brett. We sweep the Giants. I don't see that. We just lost two in a row with me. They're not going to lose. If they're going to lose three in a row, it ain't going to be against this Giants team. No way.
All right.
So we sweep the Giants.
Brett, there's no matter what, they'll take it.
Well, Brett said we'll win too.
Okay. Yeah, we'll win.
Okay. So I have five losses so far.
So do I.
I got us at six.
Okay.
All right. So now on Sunday Night Football, they will be playing the Washington football team back at home. I think that they rebound after losing the first time around. And then being that they just played them, I feel like the familiarity is good in this aspect. And I think the Cowboys jump to their 10th win of the season and they go to 10-5. Keith?
Okay. The reason I agree is because I'm going off them getting smacked around and by the Redskins losing three in a row to them. And it's going to be a Sunday night game. And I believe this might be for the division.
Okay.
As far as a division lead, because we still have a couple. But, I mean, yeah, it's going to be out of Dallas and Washington. And I think that we beat them. And we beat them pretty good.
Okay. Brett?
I think we win. I think we win this game. I was going to say that, too. Wait, am I at 9-6 or 10 or 9-5?
Just know your losses, bro. I think you have six losses.
I'm at 10-5, so you probably have one more loss than I do.
I'm at the same as Sturge. I have five losses.
We're at 9-6 then with this win. I still think we'll be a game behind the Redskins still. I think they'll be up on us in the division.
All right. Staying on the road. I'm sorry. We're staying home. Staying home this week. On January 2nd, now this is getting late. We're in January now. The Cardinals come in. And I think that offense, that defense, everything about the Cardinals this year scares me. I think they're going to be that team that takes the next step, kind of like how Brett said about the Chargers. I think the Cardinals under Kingsbury, again, with more weapons, and Kyler Murray, another year of growth and maturity. And I think J.J. Watt being over there helps the locker room. I don't know how his stats are going to be, but that Cardinals defense is going to be a lot better. I think Dallas drops this one at home and really sets people up for a final week. Not must win, but a little bit of more of a pressure cooker. Dallas drops to 10-6. Keith?
I think last year's beatdown is going to still have a bad taste in everyone's mouth. And, you know, I like Kyler Murray a lot, but I also seen him play some bad games. I think him and Jalen Hurts are very similar. I think that we're going to play them way better than we played them last season. And this season we're going to have Dak. Because that's how we're basing this on. Mm-hmm. And I think we win.
Okay. So now you're ahead of me. You have them at 11-5 right now. Yeah. I have them at 10-6. Brett?
We dropped the game. I think they're another breakout team. I mean, again, if everybody's healthy, both teams play with the coaching staff and the momentum, we're talking about that. I don't see how we can even assume that Arizona is going to beat us. I mean, that we're going to beat Arizona. I think they're a better team all the way around and more talented. I think – we should drop that one. I hope we don't, but, you know.
I don't think that they're all around better than us. What does that even mean?
We'll see.
Dude, they pissed on us.
Yeah, but that's with freaking – we had Andy Dalton in his first start and, you know, a deflated team. I mean,
it's our defense.
I understand that, bro, but I meant we're counting on our defense. We have different defensive players this time. A different defensive coordinator. To act like the Arizona Cardinals are freaking Super Bowl champs. I mean, no.
No, but I think they're going to be well improved. But
yeah, they're going to be improved, but they ain't shit, dude. Sorry.
I put them and the Chargers as like the two teams I think are really going to come out this year.
So now into the last week of the season. Keith, you have them at five losses?
Yeah.
Brett, you got them at seven, and I got them at six. Now,
this game.
This is the Philadelphia season finale in Philadelphia. late into January now. Now we're getting, well, midway January. We're on the 9th of January, still in the regular season. It's just a weird feel. This is basically playoff time, if you think about it. Like, this is where the wild card game should be. Brett, you think that the Cowboys end the season on a high note, the regular season at least, and they finish 10-7 in your book in May. I'm saying this is your May prediction.
And I think we lose the division to the Redskins, and we might have a wild card.
So you're saying the Washington football team are either going to have a tiebreaker at 10-7 or they're going to win 11 games?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. That's big. That's bold. Keith, what do we got, Keith?
Well, it's first of all, I'm you. Because if we win 10 games, there's an extra playoff spot now, you know.
Right.
So there's no way we'll definitely get a wild card. We'll definitely get a wild card.
Oh, and then we get a wild. That's what I said. I think the Redskins are winning the division this year.
Okay. No, and that's not bad. I mean, I don't. That could definitely happen, and you know, and I think that they're, like I said, they get a bad rap, and defense wins ball games, so that could happen. But the only way that's going to happen is some kind of tiebreaker, because the Redskins will not have a better record than us. Okay. Because we will beat Philly. And here's another thing that everyone can count on is that head coach of Philly, when the Eagles are completely out of it, will start Jalen Hurts the whole game, whether they're in it or not. Because he doesn't want to go out like Doug Peterson, which
is bizarre. So you're saying there's not going to be a Flacco sighting towards the end of the year for the Philly Eagles?
No, that's not going to happen. So I think we beat the Eagles, and I'm going to give it to the Cowboys and win the division.
All right. So you got the Cowboys finishing 12-5.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the Cowboys also finishing the year with a win and finishing 11-6. But I question this. Is 12-5 able to get the one seed?
Absolutely not.
Who's going to win more games in the NFC?
I don't know, but I can't see. I can't. When's the last time?
You guys were on my case when they were 8-1. I got them at 11-6, and you got them with 12 wins.
Yeah.
They haven't won 12 games.
They're not gonna, they won't even get. They might get, no, because they don't even give a first round. But they only give first round bye to the top now, right? Not the second. Right.
So I'm thinking, so who's got 13 wins?
Somebody.
Somebody. Great.
I don't know.
Good analysis. Somebody's got it.
Well, you want me to look at the? I mean, it could be the Packers, maybe.
All right.
It could be the Rams. I'm just saying, though. Someone, bro. What is the last time somebody? Let's see, an 11-5 team comparing. That's what we'd compare it to, right?
I guess, yeah.
What's the last time an 11-5 team got a first round?
But it's not. You know, it's 12 wins, so it's a different ball game.
Yeah, but it's just because there's an extra game.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
what Keith's saying is that there's probably going to be guys that won 13 games and 13-4, which would usually be 12.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I can't see anybody going 15-2, but.
So I guess when in comparison, like my 11-6 season is a 10-6 season, right?
Yeah,
And I'm a 9-7 guy, and I think we might, because there's that extra, like he said, we might get that wild card.
Oh, yeah. I think we win the division.
We should.
That's just me, but
yeah, I do. I think we win.
It's May again. It's May.
We think we won in the division this year.
That's what I said. Yeah, but it's not going to be. I mean, I think it's a 50-50 chance with us and the Reds when they're in the Washington team. So I'm going with Dallas, though.
I think that the Cowboys, on paper right now in May, have leaps and bounds better offense at the very least than all three other teams. You know,
on paper, we're a playoff team.
Yeah, I agree.
Defense wins football games.
Well, then we better hope that Fat Boy Slim gets a couple turnovers.
And the Redskins right now might have the best defense in the NFL.
You know, and here's something else that we got to factor in. It's 17 games. You understand the abuse and that, you know, our team, our offensive line is not – I know they said it's the healthiest they've ever been, but
– yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
And that's a lot of collisions.
Yeah.
I'll end the podcast with this, since we all have – well, me and Keith have him winning the division. Brett thinks a wild card. I'll end it with this question. I heard this on ESPN not too long ago, over the last course of the last week. Yeah, I think it was Teddy Bruschi who said it. Do you think, with the schedule the way it plays out, like Dallas, again, like I said, has 4 out of the last 5 games in the division. I believe the Redskins have like 5 out of the last 7 or something crazy. Do you think for the first time ever in NFL history, we're going to see some kind of load management with NFL teams where they're going to start resting guys earlier to go on a bigger run towards the end of the year?
Like they do in baseball?
And basketball. Baseball is every other day, but I'm talking about basketball. You see a lot of guys take some games off, you know, towards
possibly Starch.
You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, but you know what? Every game is so important in the NFL. That's so it's a little tougher to do that.
With that 17th game. And then you can have 6 wins heading into the last 5, right? And they're all division games. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden your season's still alive.
Yeah.
So unless somebody completely runs away from, you know.
I meant like they do with pitchers, you know, they like sit them out and then let them rest and then bring them back in.
Well, yeah. I mean that's pitching. But again, I just think it's gonna be a weird year.
I'm saying, do you think they do that with like Dak?
I don't know. I don't know. That's
if
that's
we don't need a game, obviously they're gonna rest.
Need a game, no, but I'm saying if Dallas is like Keith has them winning 12 games, if they're 11-5 and things are kind of locked up, is that a game that Dak sits even though we're at a wild card?
Yes.
I would think
so. The other thing too, you got to realize. Well, now we better sit them. Now we got to be drafting for the bench. You know what I mean? If this is the case, if they're going to start doing that.
No, I'm telling you, if we are any way in any contention for anything or even home field advantage, everybody's going to play.
Okay.
And that's a fact.
Throwing it out there, you never know.
Yeah.
One more game. But, you know, now think of it this way. You get the wild card. Now that's a 20-game season. If you get the wild card, then you get to the next round, then you go to the championship, and then the Super Bowl. That's 21 games.
It's a lot of games.
If you're like a first round wild card guy,
this will to me, I think whoever wins this year's Super Bowl could go down in dominating fashion. If they run through the league, could go in the books as one of the greatest teams because of the fact that you're playing a 17th game. I think that one game is a big deal. So
here's the next question: Do you think they take it back after this season if it goes downhill?
I think it depends if you're seeing all like more injuries or head injuries or player safety. If that starts going crazy, the problem is it's an NFL bargaining agreement. They're already signed up now for this rule for however long the agreement is. So they can't just go back and say like, no take backsies. You know what I'm saying? Like they got to roll with this for a little while. So,
and they took a preseason game away, which doesn't matter because the starters don't play on preseason. So
the Cowboys have that extra game. So that'll be the Hall of Fame game. So with that being said, it's been an early prediction for the Jersey Boys podcast. We'll revisit this in August before the kickoff of the season. Let's see if we change our tune. But the Dallas Cowboys win the NFC East, according to me and Keith. And Brett thinks the Cowboys are going to have to scratch and claw and get that last wild card spot. So, for Dave Sergio, Keith Ernst, Brett Ernst, this has been another episode of the Jersey Boys Podcast on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network, powered by SB Nation. And we'll see you guys next week.